Good evening to you, and welcome to the show, History and You, with George Rodriguez Walling.
Good evening, and welcome to History and You, the show where you decide what history becomes. I am your host, George Rodriguez Walling, and I'm very happy to be here with you for another evening show. If you want to call in and contribute your thoughts, please do so at toll-free 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Call me and tell me your views. If not, send me an email at historyandyou@yahoo.com. That's historyandyou@yahoo.com. You can also find me on the web at www.bbsradio.com/historyandyou. That's bbsradio.com/historyandyou. Please visit my website and leave me a blog in the fast chat or message me sections of the webpage. Tell me what's on your mind. I would also ask you to help me sustain the show by keeping it going on a weekly basis through your generous donations. There is a donate button on the webpage for you to easily contribute. Please be generous. Your contributions to the show is a very special help to me. Thank you. And I do look forward to reading your blog. Tonight's show is brought to you by the folks at FX Software and Sweet Pea Women's Apparel by Stacy Frati. Tonight's topic, a love for the written word. There is a passion within everyone to express our existence in the world before time runs out. And as the world presses harder, the weight of its anxiety, the stronger our need becomes to push back those walls that press us. The thoughts of a poem, like the colors of spring, bring testaments of truth that confess desires to find us in a better place mentally, spiritually. And lucky for the ones who come to understand the subliminal language of a poem, the song it whispers to the soul forever remains remembered. The music poetry brings enchants. As much as it stirs the forever busy human mind, we afflict, as we are also afflicted, from that which pangs in our lives with incessant zeal. And in the tumult of the everyday, poetry finds for us, the better angels of our nature, to reflect our perspective of life in how we live it. Roger Houston, in his book, 10 Poems to Last a Lifetime, offers two poems, which I would like to read and share some impressions of what it means to be in love with the written word. The first poem, Song of a Man Who Has Come Through, by D.H. Lawrence, speaks to us about finding a reason to live beyond mere contentment. That life isn't just something we do by routine, by other people's expectations, or by conservative conventions, and that life isn't only about what is to be feared and what is safe, what is right and what is wrong. If life has a duality of good and bad to it, then it must be relative to other parallel dualities which can force people to experience through veritable senses the living miracle of life from the very breath of God. The poem reads like this. Not I, but the wind that blows through me. A fine wind is blowing the new direction of time. If only I let it bear me, carry me. If only it carry me. If only I am sensitive, subtle, oh, delicate. A winged gift. If only most lovely of all, I yield myself and am borrowed by the fine wind that takes its course through the chaos of the world. Like a fine and exquisite chisel, a wedged blade inserted, if only I am keen and hard like the sheer tip of a wedge driven by invisible blows, the rock will split. We shall come at the wonder. We shall find the Hesperides. Oh, for the wonder that bubbles into my soul. I would be a good fountain, a good wellhead, would blur no whisper, spoil no expression. What is the knocking? What is the knocking at the door in the night? It is somebody wants to do us harm. No. It is the three strange angels. Admit them. Admit them. This poem reminds us that when fate comes knocking at the door, you best have no regrets in the way you've lived your life. Living is best done as a nonconformist, for the only way to be happy in your search for God and through the Holy Spirit, D.H. Lawrence leaves us with a thought to consider. Celebrate your life as if you have just found a reason to resurrect it. Our next poem is one by Mary Oliver, entitled When Death Comes, which touches the very reality of our existence, death. But first, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back to discuss A Love for the Written Word on History and You in just a moment. Just to break it down. We build it up just to break it down.
In a world dominated by frameworks, platforms, and tools, it's difficult to know how to win when the only certainty is change. At Software FX, customer service and highly useful products are our main goals. Over 20 years of experience, coupled with ideas and inspiration from more than 150,000 developers all over the world, have turned into business intelligence tools that provide more choice, convenience, and value to our customers and partners. Yes, technologies do change, but Software FX has your back. That's Software FX, data visualization for every need, every platform. Call us today, toll free, at 1-800-392-4278. That's 1-800-392-4278. Be the master of your data. Software FX. Sweet Pea by Stacey Frotte is a woman's contemporary clothing line and nationally recognized brand. Sweet Pea is an innovative collection that pairs flirtiness with sensibility. Our Sweet Pea woman can be running a board meeting, watching a soccer game, or dining out with friends. Sweet Pea is recognized to be eye-catching and edgy. We empower our loyal worldwide customer base by creating clothing that fits their lifestyle. She is on the move and believes that Sweet Pea is her go-to on almost all occasions. Day into night, Sweet Pea's stylish blouses move with you and your busy day. Bloomingdale's, Nordstrom's, Anthropologie, and the Sweet Pea by Stacey Frotte website feature new Sweet Pea designs weekly. We have been creating beautiful clothing for 16 years, and there is no sign of us slowing down. Fashion is cyclical, it is true, but style is a constant. Please visit www.sweetpeabystaceyfrotte.com today.
Okay, and we are back to discuss the topic for this evening's show, A Love for the Written Word on History and You. Death redefines existence. It is often feared because of the unknown. But we also approach it with resignation and curiosity. It is a transference from which all rationality in the world does not apply, and a transference from which there is no return. In a given moment, your death as a newborn energy takes you somewhere. And that's all we know. If religious, your faith will speak to you, comfort you, reassure you. If you are anything less than spiritual, nobody will know what will become of you. We know that your mortality is certain and counted. Beyond that, it's best to fear and regret your ways of arrogance in the life you have done. Mary Oliver, in her poem, Death, When Death Comes, takes us through that journey and allows us to think about our fate in that given moment of wonder. Her words rivet you to astonish the marvel of the life cycle. The poem reads like this. When death comes, like the hungry bear in autumn, when death comes and takes all the bright coins from his purse to buy me, and snaps the purse shut, when death comes, like the measles pox. When death comes like an iceberg between the shoulder blades, I want to step through the door full of curiosity, wondering, what is it going to be like, that cottage of darkness? And therefore I look upon everything as a brotherhood and a sisterhood. And I look upon time as no more than an idea. And I consider eternity as another possibility. And I think of each life as a flower, as common as a field daisy, and as singular. And each name a comfortable music in the mouth, tending, as all music does, toward silence. And each body a lion of courage, and something precious to the earth. When it's over, I want to say all of my life, I was a bride, married to amazement. I was the bridegroom, taking the world into my arms. When it's over, I don't want to wonder if I have made of my life something particular and real. I don't want to find myself sighing and frightened or full of argument. I don't want to end up simply having visited this world. So often we fright at the thought of our death. But so many of us do not care to wonder about where it is that death takes us. Oliver points to the nonsense of fear, because so much can follow from death that we cannot possibly fathom. If anything, Oliver leaves us with enough slithers of hope to reconcile and embrace a new life. And what's so fascinating about her story is that in the end, in our end, nothing matters. Nothing. You leave the world as naked and as simple as the moment you came in it. From everything you've accomplished in the world, everything you've become for yourself and for others, all of the loved ones you leave behind, from spouses, family, friends, nothing is more important than the moment you are about to step into, the wonder of what will become what was once you. The challenge of death may be measured and determined by the kind of life you lead. Let's take a closer look at what this means for us as imperfect beings. But first, let's take another quick break, and we'll be right back to discuss a love for the written word on History and You in just a moment. Just to break it down.
In a world dominated by frameworks, platforms, and tools, it's difficult to know how to win when the only certainty is change. At Software FX, customer service and highly useful products are our main goals. Over 20 years of experience, coupled with ideas and inspiration from more than 150,000 developers all over the world, have turned into business intelligence tools that provide more choice, convenience, and value to our customers and partners. Yes, technologies do change, but Software FX has your back. That's Software FX, data visualization for every need, every platform. Call us today, toll free, at 1-800-392-4278. That's 1-800-392-4278. Be the master of your data. Software FX. Sweet Pea by Stacey Frotte is a woman's contemporary clothing line and nationally recognized brand. Sweet Pea is an innovative collection that pairs flirtiness with sensibility. Our Sweet Pea woman can be running a board meeting, watching a soccer game, or dining out with friends. Sweet Pea is recognized to be eye-catching and edgy. We empower our loyal worldwide customer base by creating clothing that fits their lifestyle. She is on the move and believes that Sweet Pea is her go-to on almost all occasions. Day into night, Sweet Pea's stylish blouses move with you and your busy day. Bloomingdale's, Nordstrom's, Anthropologie, and the Sweet Pea by Stacey Frotte website feature new Sweet Pea designs weekly. We have been creating beautiful clothing for 16 years, and there is no sign of us slowing down. Fashion is cyclical, it is true, but style is a constant. Please visit www.sweetpeabystaceyfrotte.com today.
Okay, and we are back discussing the topic for this evening's show, A Love for the Written Word on History and You. If death is predetermined by the imperfection of our lives, how much more perfect can we become? We can be perfectible by learning to love everything in the world. Everything. But if you don't want to end up as just another visitor in this world, as Mary Oliver warns, then you must gain a new perspective on the world. To love is simple. To love is hard. How to love is fickle. And choosing not to love is to suffer an infinite void in solitude. As we approach the end of our lives, death becomes us in what we pass on to others as a testament of our memory. Forgive everything, forgive everyone, and forget everything. You are starting something new with your death. For nothing matters in the end except the divinity found from your forgiveness to all. I want to leave you with this one more thought. We live in a world that we just never catch up to. it's always running well ahead of us. And we're caught in this current and this stress that compels us to keep moving forward and forward. And we don't even have time to look back. Poetry is that solace that keeps our integrity, our sense of decency, our full sense of humanity intact. Poetry, the expression of ourselves. Poetry matters. And that's all the time we have. Now we've come to that final part of our show where I wish to leave all of you with a final thought to consider and to further reflect regarding the signs of our times. Some final thoughts. Life is as precious as death for what they both bring us. And in between these two points of origin stands a chance for us to understand the meaning of what we do through poetry. It is in the love we have for the written word that makes us see the things we would not otherwise do to better control and appreciate the intent of our acts toward one another. Poetry is the prayer of our angst against the world, screaming to break through to a better state of mind. Poetry soothes, poetry ruffles, but in every moment of the day, poetry remains as a constant through time, and the beauty of its words survives. Fittingly, the proverb I wish to leave you for this evening's show is a Confucian consideration for personal reflection. Words are the voice of the heart. Join me again next Tuesday night at 8 p.m. for another hour of insight by visiting my website at www.bbsradio.com/historyandyou. In your blog, please leave me something to think about. As always, I want to thank the folks at BBS Radio, my promoter and producers, Deborah, Doug, and Don, for making this show possible each and every time, and for all of the things you guys do to bring this show to our audience. Also, please remember to generously donate a contribution to our show. Your financial participation is a very valuable help for me. Thank you in advance. As your host for this evening's show, this is George Rodriguez Walling wishing all of you a very pleasant evening. Good night.